G7 ministers rally support for Ukraine, suspicion of China. This is Jenny Ford for I Am Italian magazine. Leading diplomats from the world's major industrialized democracies are rallying assistance for Ukraine and integrating to voice uncertainty about China's enhancing assertiveness. On Friday, top diplomats from the world's major industrialized democracies rallied support for Ukraine in its resistance to Russia's intrusion. They coalesced around the uncertainty of China's enhancing assertiveness amid a panoply of international crises. Foreign ministers from the Team of Seven Nations, concluding 2 days of talks in the historic Western German city of Munster, were set to release a statement insisting common positions on Ukraine, Russia, China, and current growths in Iran, North Korea, officials said. A year after advising Russia regarding the repercussions of invading Ukraine, the G7 priests were expected to support further penalties for the Kremlin and extra backing for Kyiv and countries impacted by food and energy lacks that the battle has worsened, the officials claimed. It is incredibly crucial that we preserve our critical endurance, the desire to stick with this till this is done, both to sustain the people of Ukraine as they defend themselves versus hostility, however likewise to lift the pressure off those nations around the globe, those people around the world who are already experiencing food insecurity and also are pushed even better to famine, British Foreign Secretary James cleverly said. In addition, the UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and the USA make up the G7. The ministers will likewise call out Iran for allegedly supplying tools to Russia and harsh suppression of anti-government militants. Their declaration will certainly, even more, condemn the recent acceleration of tensions in Asia triggered by the North Korean military task. As a cumulative G7, our work is to make sure that we preserve peace, revive tranquility likewise to the area, and also we exist to secure these international norms, Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly stated. One senior U.S. official claimed the team of sophisticated economic situations had shown exceptional unity on practically all significant problems despite typically contending domestic rates of interests and concerns, especially about China's growing financial influence and international ambitions. Nevertheless, it remains vague just how much influence the G7 wields. It cautions Russian head of state Vladimir Putin last December to avoid Ukraine going unheeded. Chinese leader Xi Jinping has agreed on Moscow and also is forging ahead with plans to reunify Taiwan with the mainland by force, if essential. In the meantime, Iran has neglected to contact us to return to a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, started to provide weapons to help Russia in the Ukraine war, and introduced a significant suppression of domestic dissent. Likewise, North Korea has avoided going back to nuclear settlements and stepped up rocket launches, increasing stress and fears of an open dispute. In Germany, many have noted the historical value of the place where the G7 priests were conference, the room where the Treaty of Westphalia, finishing Europe's bloody 30 years battle, was signed in 1648. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken referred to the 374-year-old record at a Thursday event with German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock. He claimed Russia's activities in Ukraine were a strike on the ideas of nationwide sovereignty and territorial integrity that many think the centuries-old treaty established. These are the extreme concepts that are being challenged today by Russia, Blinken claimed. If we allow that to be challenged with impunity, then the foundations of the international order will begin to deteriorate and at some point collapse, and none of us can afford to allow that to happen. In China, The G7 was anticipated to integrate joint policies associated with Chinese financial investment in their countries and caution Beijing against hostile relocations against Taiwan. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Beijing today, ending up being the initial European leader in making the trip, considering that the war in Ukraine started. Chinese investment in a significant port task in Germany has increased worries in Washington and other capitals that China may get a controlling interest in critical infrastructure in the heart of an allied country.